The Salamander, written by Maurice West and read by Peter Hosking. Book 1. Scrupulous people are not suited to great affairs. Turgot. Between midnight and dawn, while his fellow Romans were celebrating the end of Carnival, Massimo, Count Pantaleone, general of the military staff, died in his bed. A bachelor in his early 60s, a soldier of Spartan habit, he died alone. His servant, a retired sergeant of cavalry, brought the general's coffee at the accustomed hour of 7 in the morning, and found him lying on his back, fully clothed, gape-mouthed and staring at the coffered ceiling. The servant set down the coffee carefully, crossed himself, closed the dead eyes with 250 lira pieces, then telephoned the general's aide, Captain Girolamo Carpi. Carpi telephoned the director. The director telephoned me. You will find my name on the Salamander dossier. Dante Alighieri Matucci, Colonel of Carabinieri, seconded for special duty to the Service of Defense Information. The service is usually called by its Italian initials, SID, Servizio Informazione Difensa. Like every other intelligence service, it spends a huge amount of taxpayers' money perpetuating itself, and somewhat less in scavenging information, which hopefully will protect the Republic against invaders, traitors, spies, saboteurs, and political terrorists. You will gather I am skeptical about its value. I have a right to be. I work in it. But every man who works in it becomes disillusioned in some fashion. The service encourages the loss of innocence. It makes for pliable instruments of policy. However, that's a digression. Massimo, Count Pantaleone, general of the military staff, was dead. I was appointed to stage a clean exit for the corpse. I needed help. The army supplied it in the shape of a senior medical officer, rank of colonel, and a military advocate, rank of major. We drove together to the general's apartment. Captain Carpi received us. The general's servant was weeping over a glass of grappa in the kitchen. So far, so good. No confusion, no neighbours on the landing, no relatives yet informed. I had no great respect for Carpi, but I had to commend his discretion. The medical officer made a cursory examination and decided that the general had died from an overdose of barbiturates, self-administered. He wrote a certificate, countersigned by the military advocate, which stated that the cause of death was cardiac arrest. It was not a false document, simply a convenient one. The general's heart had stopped. A pity it hadn't stopped years ago. A scandal would benefit no one. It might harm a great many innocent people.